Suncrest CBDO membership. My name is Whitney. May I have the spelling of your email address, please?
TRICIAROSE, the number 2@gmail.com.
May I have your first and last name and the address, please?
Patricia Lawrence, 16012 South Avenida Conica, Sarita, Arizona, 85629.
Okay, thank you for that information. This is an annual membership subscription, and how can I help you today?
Well, my subscription ends February 14th, 2021, and I don't want to renew.
Okay, now we do have a promotion right now going on for $29.99 for that year. Did you want to set it at that price today?
Yeah, if it's $29.99, sure.
So February 14th, this one ends. So let me go ahead and get this one opted out of the automatic renewal for it. And on the 15th of February, when this one expires, I'll send you the link and you can sign it for $29.99.
Okay. Sounds good.
So one moment, let me get it notated and send over 1 second, and then I'll get you the link sent over in your email.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, it's a 3-step process. It drives me crazy doing all this. 1 second. I just work here. I don't make the rules, though.
Nothing easy. Especially now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what's going on.
I know. I'm so sick of being in the house. It's just, ugh.
You know, I'm like, if I get it, I get it. I'm just tired of being in the house. I've stressed so much. I've lost like 15 pounds. Of course, I'm still young, and me and my kids, we have a really good immune system, so we hardly ever get sick. But my mom and sisters had it, and thank God they only had mild symptoms, and we never caught it. And I was around them the day before she tested positive, so my household never caught it. So
my granddaughter had it. I've got 3 grandsons that had it. My next door neighbors had it. I'm like, I just, you know, and now trying to get the vaccine is ridiculous. So I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, we're in phase 1B right now, which has just moved to 65 and older here in Alabama. So it's a mess getting those. And it's just.
Well, we are too. And I signed up on, because I'm over 65, and I signed up on, you know, the county website. And I have asthma. That's the only thing that might make me susceptible, and they sent me an email saying, well, we're reviewing your account. And I'm like, y'all don't have it. You don't have any vaccine. You ran out. Just shut up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we actually have a drive-through first come, first serve next week, February the 8th through the 12th. And it's going to be a madhouse. I'm surprised if nobody starts killing each other over that crazy vaccine. I'm like, I'm not even sure. I'm not taking it. My mom wants to take it. And I'm like, Mom, you've had it already. And you have to still wait 60 days before you can get a vaccine once you have COVID. People don't understand that.
Oh, I know. They're saying 90 days here.
Well, it may be 90 days here, but I know I heard 60 days at least. And they could have been 90. I'm not sure. But
you know what? They don't know what they're doing.
And then mom's not even going to get it until the next 2 phases comes about anyway. And I'm like, it's nowhere near your time anyway. So you can just forget it right now.
All of my kids, I got a boy in Denver. He has MS. My daughter in St. Louis, 2 daughters. One has like RA and the other one has diabetes 1. None of them want to take it. They're too scared, and you can't blame them.
Well, I'm not. I'm sorry. I have mixed feelings about it, and that's my personal reference, but I don't think I'm going to inject something in my body that no one had time to experiment and put this thing together in a couple of months. I'm not doing it. But
no.
My immune system's high enough right now, and I'm afraid if I inject that in my body, it's going to go down, and I will catch it.
Well, I know, and I saw a couple of articles where some people after they did take the first shot, they got it. I'd rather wait until summer until I see how things go.
That's what I said. Let it wipe all these other people out first, because I'm not going to fight in line, and I'm still not getting it. I'm 33, so it'll be a long time before my age group gets it anyway, so I'm not worrying about it. I just answer the phone and let these old people cuss me out because they can't get it. I'm just so over it. I don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, I know. Well, I live down here in the southern part of Arizona, and there's a lot of people that come here. They're called snowbirds. So they come from everywhere, and they want to get it, and they are going down here. And some of them are even driving up to Phoenix, but they have to stand in line for hours. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't care. I'll just stay in my house.
I'm sorry. I still go out. I wear my mask, and I have a three-year-old, and she definitely, and I know she's three, but she does not go anywhere without her mask, and she'll tell me, Mama, I need my mask. And we wipe down buggies. We have hand sanitizer. We wash hands like crazy at my house. I sanitize my house every day. I mean, we're just very careful, but we go out only when we need to.
Yeah, me too. I actually went out
yesterday. I mean, I've been blessed not to catch it this long, so I'm not going to inject my body with anything like that. I don't know. My sister works at a hospital, and her friend, her coworker actually got the second shot this last time, and she has been out of work for 3 days because she's sick as a dog from the second shot, the second dose. And that said, that's good. That's what it's supposed to do, but she can't even get out of bed. She's so sick. And see, and she says she'd rather do 3 days of that than having the coronavirus for 14 days. So she'd rather deal with that. That's what she said, and that's how most people look at it. So I'm not sure.
Well, I have a niece. My niece is a physician's assistant, and she works in the ER, so she got her first shot. I don't think she's got her second shot yet, but being she works in the ER, I understand her, wanting it, but
Is she sick from it?
No, she did not get sick from it, but she's so healthy, and she lifts weights and runs and they hike and so I don't think she would get sick, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I just don't know. My doctor said he's gonna kill for it, so I mean he definitely wants it. So I mean it's just different stuff for different people, I guess, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I've been only God has the last say, so I really don't know what to do.
Well, even though I'm over 65, I am the healthiest person in my family. I am so ridiculously healthy. So I'm like you.
Are you going to take it or you don't know yet?
I will take it, but I'm kind of wanting to be on the last bunch, because I want to see how it goes for everybody. But I'm not going to run out and get it right now. I don't trust it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to see how many people die from it and see if, and to be honest, I don't think health workers, doctors should have been the first one, because if they wipe them out, what are we going to have to take care of people? That was my thing I seen on Facebook, and it's like, I don't know.
That's a good point. I hadn't really thought
really?
About
that's
this.
Really, and I hadn't really thought about it until I seen that post, and I'm like, that makes a lot of sense, because if it wipes our doctors, nurses, healthcare workers out, we're in trouble. And they're the first ones to get it. So
yeah, that's true. I see my doctor in April, and I'm going to talk to her about it. She's really sharp. But you know what? I washed my hands all day yesterday because I went out. I had to go get a mammogram. I have sanitizer in my car and my mask. And, I don't let anybody near me. People down here, though, they don't respect your personal space. They don't know what 6 feet is.
Well, people around here don't even wear a mask, and the clubs are still open. The bars are still open, and they need to close all that mess down, because it's not going to stop the spread unless these dummies start wearing masks. I know it doesn't prevent it, but it helps the spread of it. It's not going to fully help not getting it, because you can get the coronavirus through your eyes. and you're, you know, it's airborne. So, I
yeah.
mean, I don't know. Our governor closed down too early and opened up too early. So she should have waited to close down. And I don't think that we would have been in this position we're in now.
Ours did too. And then,
and she's not closing anything back down. She's not made that point. She's not closing any small businesses down from this point on. So that is over with for that. And I'm like, you're crazy, because she was the first in line to get her vaccine.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, and I mean, you don't have no for nobody else but yourself. Like, close this stuff back down. I mean, I know these businesses can't make it without being open, but our lives are more important. I mean, I own a small t-shirt business on my side of my full-time job. So I understand what they're saying too. But again, this needs to be controlled.
Well, down here, our mayor has closed, has quarantined a lot of stuff. The restaurant, you cannot go inside a bar or a restaurant. You can drive up, they can bring you food to the curb, but you can't go inside. And we don't have as high of people getting it as they do up in Phoenix. But it's a big fight up here. Our governor is an idiot, but, you know,
well,
I don't know.
I hope it is, too.
I just hope the vaccine does work, and maybe in another, you know, by the end of the year, we're sort of back to normal.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe when most of these people getting vaccines, it'll help to stop the spread, because I seen on the news yesterday, our hospitalization numbers are going down because more people are dying, which makes sense. They're not going to the hospital. If you go to the hospital, they say they're giving up on people on ventilators. So if I caught it, I would definitely stay at home until I absolutely had to go to the hospital. If my breathing got under 90, that is when I'm going to the hospital. But other than that, I am not going to no hospital to get put in, because they're actually giving up on people on ventilators because they need the room for more people. And that is wrong, but that is just how it is.
Yeah, our hospitals are maxed out.
Well, ours were maxed out during Christmas because everybody was traveling. People were flying on planes with no masks over Christmas holiday, and they told you not to. I mean, people don't listen.
I canceled my trip for Christmas because Southwest came out and said they were going to put people in middle seats again. And I'm like, I just said no. I'm not getting on a damn airplane until things are really safe. Because when you're in an airplane, I mean, you're breathing the same air over and over and over. You know, it's
yeah,
awful.
I don't fly anyway. I'm scared, but I'm not happening. But we like to go on cruises, and I just seen where last year we had our cruise canceled, and they just started back. My advisor just sent me an email yesterday that we're starting back cruising in May. But you have to be tested, you have to show a negative test, and you have to wear a mask on the boat.
But you know what? I'm afraid to go on cruises now because remember all those ones that the people got stuck on the boat for God knows how long?
They were sick, and that's when COVID came out.
It was awful. I mean, I was...
Yeah, that scared me, but I went on my first cruise, and that's the only thing I still want to do at this point. Every month, every year, we want to go on a cruise now because I loved it so much. I won't get on an airplane now, but I'll get on a cruise ship. I'm not getting on an airplane.
Well, I told my daughter that I'm probably, when things get calmer, I'm just going to get in the damn car and drive to St. Louis. It's a long trip, but I'd rather do that than get on an airplane right now.
I need this. Like, if I get a big old drink right now, that would be great on a cruise, because all this stress that I'm going through with all this COVID stuff, I'm about to lose my mind, really.
And I, you know what? I'm the opposite of you. I gained weight because I'm sitting here at home. I'm stressed, but I eat when I'm stressed. So I looked at myself yesterday when I got my mammogram, and I looked at my stomach, and I'm like, I got to go on a diet.
Well, I don't know. And, you know, the think about it, when this first came out is when I lost my weight. We came back from the beach. That's when they just opened the beach back up. I'm 3 hours from Florida, Panama City Beach, Florida. And I'm from Alabama. So we went to the beach right when they opened it back up in March or April. And I came home and didn't have an appetite. So I think I might have had COVID then, is because that's why I lost all the weight that I did, because I couldn't eat for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I, going back, I think I had it then.
That sounds like you probably did. And they were testing back then.
Yeah, and then I wasn't around anybody. Of course, my friend lives in Florida, and the snowbirds come there during there, and none of them people would wear masks, the snowbirds. The tourists would not wear masks like you're saying now. They don't wear masks when they go to a different state.
No, and they
so they were mostly getting it from there and, or bringing it here, and that's why their numbers went up at the beach, because they didn't have none at first until all the tourists started coming down here.
Yeah, they're all down here right now from Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and they won't wear a mask. I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean,
yeah, I don't
stay in your own state.
My brother-in-law will not wear a mask either, and him like, you're crazy, but he will not wear a mask. And I tell my sister, he needs to wear a mask, but he's just that person that's not going to wear a mask, so we can't get him to wear a mask, so...
I know. Well, there's a ton of people down here that won't wear it, even though it's like you can't go into Walmart without it. But as soon as they get in there, they pull it down over, you know, from their nose. So it's like, well, it's kind of stupid. So I won't even go inside Walmart right now. And I mean, we don't have a lot of where I live. It's a little town, so we don't have a lot of, you know, places we can go unless you want to drive 25 miles. But I don't know, we're all in the same boat, you know it.
Yes, ma'am, I see. But I got you taken care of. You should have received an email with a link of $29.99, so after February 14th, on the 15th, you'll be able to sign up for this.
Oh, I just got it. Yeah, cool. Well, that's nice. I do like having it, but it was so expensive, and I'm retired on it. My income is the same every month, so I'm kind of being careful. So, okay, so I just click on this app on the 15th.
Yes, ma'am, and it'll take you to that link. So once you sign up, make sure you're in as an existing customer, and that way it'll show reflect the $29.99 price.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. You just stay safe. Take care of that little 3-year-old.
You too. And thank you so much for calling in to Crisis Video Membership. You and your family stay safe as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.